Good morning. Well, it was a good morning until my boss dragged me out of bed to do double duty as, that's right, your Saturday morning talk show host. It's me, Crying Brian Dern, with you all morning. So what are we talking about this morning, huh? Oh, here's a... No. Oh, did anybody out there see the sky? Yeah, I'm no weatherman, but I don't think green is a healthy color. Pretty nasty looking, if you ask me. Huh? Wait a minute. Melvin Stewart, our intrepid newsman, looks like he's about to have a stroke. Something you want to say, Melvin?
Yes, Brian. A massive storm system, unlike anything this area has seen in years, is bulldozing its way through the county, spawning thunderstorms, large hail, and deadly tornadoes. In its wake, at least 11 houses have been destroyed in the western part of the county. The Odyssey Weather Service has issued a severe storm warning, as the system now looks like it's headed for Connellsville and Odyssey. The storm may reach Connellsville within the hour. City officials in both towns urge citizens to prepare themselves immediately.
Hi, friends.
Wit's Ann. Oh, Wit, am I glad you called. They just said on the radio that we're going to have a really bad storm, maybe with tornadoes. That's right. It's supposed to hit Connellsville within the hour. How's the weather in Chicago? Oh, good. What? The line's breaking up. I better go. Look, don't worry. I'll make sure Wit's End is safe. No, don't try to come back. Everything will be okay. Look, you have fun at your board meeting. Okay. Bye. Oh, boy. Eugene! Oh, he's with Katrina this morning. What should I do? Oh, I know. Clear the building and close the shutters on all the windows. That's a good start.
Connie!
Ah! Oh, David, you scared me.
Sorry. Will you please tell Mandy that the imagination station isn't for her doll? She keeps trying to send it back to the Civil War.
Polly wants to meet Abraham Lincoln.
I keep telling her it doesn't work like that. Besides, I want to go back to King Arthur.
You know, I'm sorry, guys, but neither of you can use the imagination station right now. In fact, I've got to close up the shop.
What? Why?
Well, there's a big storm coming in today. A big storm. You need to hurry home right away, and I mean run. David, you hold on to your little sister's hand and don't leave her behind.
You mean it's a storm with thunder and lightning?
Maybe worse than that, Mandy. Now hurry!
Polly doesn't like bad storms.
Yeah, well, she's not the only one. Go on now, I have to clear the building and close up the shutters.
Okay, everybody! We've got a really bad storm coming in, and I've got to close the shop!
Okay, so this morning's topic is about preparing for a tornado. Call in if you have any handy tips,
and while you do, I'll be making my way to the storm shelter. Now, we have a local businessman on the line, Bart Rathbone. Do you have some tips for our listeners?
Hey, I sure do, Brian, because right now the Electric Palace is having a blowout sale on all our storm and survival supplies. And I do mean blowout.
Oh.
Get it? Tornado blowout?
Yes, we get it, Bart. What's your point?
Yeah, well, all I'm saying is that when the storms of life are heading your way, you know you can count on me, Bart Rathbone, your friend, to give you all the supplies you need in times like this. Don't be caught in the dark.
Bart.
Stock up now on heavy-duty tornado flashlights, batteries, size D in the Tornado 10-pack. And what tornado aftermath would be complete without your very own power generator?
Bart.
Listen, get a Slickmaster turbo power generator at our special pre-tornado price.
Oh, turbo power.
Be prepared. The tornado is coming. The tornado is coming.
Yeah, tra-la,
stock
tra-la.
Up now at the Electric Palace before it's too late.
Yeah, Bart.
What?
Now tell me you're not exploiting the fears of the people and the potential catastrophe of a tornado already.
I am not exploding nothing. I'm just telling you, that's all. Be prepared.
Thank you, Bart Rathbone. And now to our topic this morning. businessmen who exploit the misfortune of others. Get to your storm shelters, then give me a call. Now, back to Melvin with the latest.
The Odyssey Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning and a tornado watch. In the next couple of hours, be prepared for heavy rain, very strong winds, and lightning.
David, hold the rope taut. That's it. And one more knot. Hang in there. There. Well, that should protect Mom's gardening stuff for now.
You think we'll really have a tornado, Dad?
Well, maybe, son. Uh-oh. Mrs. Galloway's trying to take her lawn furniture inside. She's too old to be lifting that. Come on, David. Let's go help her.
Whoa! Runaway garbage can!
Well, it must have come from the Rathbones next door. You know, I haven't seen anybody there all day.
He's having a big tornado sale at his store.
Figures. Okay, David, put the trash can back on their porch, and I'll go help Mrs. Galloway.
Okay, Dad.
Can Polly and me help?
No, Mandy. You're too little.
But I want to help.
No, go ask Mom.
I wish I was big enough.
Hey, beautiful, ain't it, Doris?
Yeah, we racked up $3,000 in just the last hour.
It makes you want to have a tornado more often.
Hey, excuse me, you the manager?
It depends.
Is this price right?
$29.99. Yeah. What's the matter? The print is not big enough for you?
Oh, the print's fine, but the price is outrageous. This is a $5 flashlight.
Hey, it's the law of supply and demand. You know where you can get one cheaper. Go ahead.
Hey, Pop! The radio says Odyssey's been upgraded to a tornado warning now.
Upgraded, huh? Make that $35.99.
A tornado just hit Connellsville.
Well, that's it. I'm getting out of here.
Hey, where are you going? Wait, you ain't finished buying. Wait.
You know, Bart, we ought to get home, too. We ain't done nothing to protect our house.
There's no protecting our house as long as Rodney's living there.
Thanks, Pop.
Besides, I got a business to run here. Odyssey won't get hit by no tornado. It's all a bunch of hooey about nothing.
I don't know, Bart. It looks pretty spooky out there.
And he's standing by
hey,
a live report.
Check it out.
Now from downtown Connellsville. Melvin! Oh, Melvin! Are you there?
I've never seen anything like this before in my life. Mass destruction. Tornado ripped into the Connellsville Mall and leveled the West End. Trees are down everywhere. Hear me?
Melvin? Oh, Melvin! Well, that was Melvin reporting live, I hope, from Connellsville, where as many as 3 twisters have been sighted.
Oh, these steps are awful steep, Mommy.
Just hold my hand.
It's kind of dark down here.
It's the safest place in the house right now, son. You okay, Buttons?
I'm okay.
Okay, where's that light switch? Aha! And there was light. And there was darkness.
The first day, and it wasn't good.
David, hand me the radio. David?
Dad, is that just the wind?
I think so, yes.
Don't worry, Polly. Everything will be all right.
And we're back. Crying Brian Dern here at Ground Zero. Now that's right, folks. A tornado has been spotted just on the horizon from our studio. And boy, is it it!
I'm scared.
It's okay, son.
Dear Jesus, please keep us safe.
How's Mandy, honey?
Well, look. She's asleep.
Amazing. My little Mandy.
Oh, Steven!
Get into the table, quick! Everybody! Is everybody all right?
Yep, I'm all right.
Okay.
I'm okay.
All right, Mandy, wake up, honey.
Oh, what's wrong, Daddy? I think I fell asleep.
You sure did, Buttons.
But Polly stayed awake. She can tell you all about it.
Okay, I'll check to see if it's safe outside.
Oh, a few cracked windows, roofing tiles blown off, mm-hmm. But I think we're okay.
Oh, thank God. I'd better check on Mrs. Galloway.
Look at the Rathbones house!
Oh, no, Stephen.
I see it. Good grief. Looks like that tree just missed our house and landed on theirs.
But there aren't any birch trees in this neighborhood.
The tornado must have dropped it from a completely different area.
Wow. Are they all right, Daddy?
You stay here. Wait, here they come.
I told you, Bot. We need to get home, I said. Didn't I say that, huh?
Yeah. You said it.
Yeah, I said it.
I don't believe it. That tree fell right through my room. I hope my stereo's all right.
Forget your stereo. Look at my house here.
It just ain't fair. It got the electric palace and now this.
Mr. Rathbone?
Huh? Oh, Strasburg.
Yeah.
I see your house is still standing. Come to gloat.
Well, no, actually, I was wondering if we could help.
Well, yeah, you could get that tree out of my house.
Well, you have insurance, don't you? I mean, you're covered with...
Are you kidding? I got the best insurance this side of the Mississippi. Yeah. Doris's brother's an agent. He'll take care of it. Won't he, Doris?
Oh, sure he will. My brother's as reliable as you are, Bot.
Uh-oh. We're in big trouble.
Thank you. This is Crying Brian Dern coming at you live from Odyssey High School Gymnasium, where a temporary Red Cross shelter has been set up to help the victims of the four. Yes, I said four tornadoes that hit Odyssey just a couple of hours ago. Now, most of the downtown area is all right, and for those of you who keep calling about it, so is Wits End. Oh, Connie Kendall got her hair messed up, but that's about it. Now, the Sycamore area of Odyssey got hit the hardest, with homes and stores like the Electric Palace being severely damaged. A lot of neighborhoods are without electricity, and yes, fair citizens, some of us are without homes at all. Now, I'm here with Jack Allen, one of the Red Cross volunteers. Did your antique shop make it, Jack?
Oh, well, our sign blew off and the front window broke. That's about it. But it's the situation here that we need to talk about.
Well, tell us about the shelter and what you need.
Oh, just what you'd expect at a time like this. Food, clothing, medical supplies, and blood. And, of course, we expect local celebrities like yourself to be the first to donate. Yeah. How about it, Mr. Dern?
Yes. Wait, I see local businessman Bart Rathbone. Oh, Bart! Bart Rathbone!
What?
I'm surprised to see you here. You here to volunteer?
Are you kidding? I'm looking for a bed. Rodney swiped the last good one.
You're staying here?
That's what it's for, ain't it? Look, Dern, I lost my business, I lost my home, and I ain't in no mood for a candid interview right now.
All right.
So, I would like to say that if there's anybody out there tempted to buy insurance from my brother-in-law, then think again. He puts in little fine print words about what they won't cover, like fire, floods, earthquakes, and tornadoes. He's a low-life bum, and he's just getting back at me because of that pickup truck I sold him last year.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
Who are you?
The name's Willis, and I'm one of the hundreds of people who got ripped off by price-gouging Rathbone here. Do you know that he was charging $35 for a $5 flashlight before the tornado came? What you doing here, Rathbone, huh? This shelter is for decent citizens who need help, not weasels like you.
Hey, I don't remember a sign saying no weasels allowed.
How about it, Bart? Were you trying to make some money off of the tornado?
Look, I was just exercising my rights as an intermanure in our Freedom from Enterprise system.
Listen, Rathbone.
What?
You can just pack up your family and scram. You've made enough money off of this town to stay at a hotel. You don't need to mooch off of our generosity in this shelter. Now get lost.
Hit the road.
Adam, we don't want you.
Yeah, well, listen, I know my rights, and I can stay here if I want.
We're telling you to beat it, Rathbone.
And I'm telling you I got nowhere to go.
Ah, save your whining. You won't get any sympathy from the people in this town.
I don't need your sympathy. I just want this cot. Now leave me alone. I've had a bad day.
And you're going to have a bad night, too. Let's show him the door.
I got a door.
Put me down. Hey, you can't do it. Let me go.
Well, looks like the natives are getting restless at the emergency shelter here at Odyssey High. Yeah, I'm Crying Brian Dern. Back to you in the studio.
What you doing, Mandy?
Polly and I are making a picture.
Let's see. Oh, that's really good. I like those smiling faces.
I'm making it for the Rathbones.
Really? Why?
Because I'm too little to do anything else.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, they must be really sad because they can't live in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And since I can't move the big tree away or fix their windows or make them a new home, I thought I'd make them a picture.
Aw, that's very sweet of you. But how did you decide on the Rathbones?
Well, because I heard on the radio that everybody is mad at them and no one wants to help them.
Mm.
Why doesn't anyone want to help them, Mommy?
Well, I think some people are angry because, well, it's hard to explain, sweetie.
I think somebody should help them. Because Jesus said in the Bible that we should. So Polly and I talked about it, and we decided that we want to help the Rathbones, even if no one else wants to. So we're making them a picture.
I'm sure Jesus thinks that's a wonderful thing for you to do.
May I take it to him when I'm finished?
Well, how about if we both take it to him?
Okay. We'll finish this, and then we'll do something even better, won't we, Polly? Okay, Mom, you wait here while I go inside.
Honey, this is Mr. Allen's antique gallery. I thought you wanted to give your picture to the Rathbones.
I do, but I want to give him something else, too. A surprise.
Maybe you should tell me what it is.
If I tell you, then it won't be a surprise. Please, Mommy.
Okay, if you say so. I'll wait out here.
Hello?
Well, hello.
My name is Amanda Strasberg, and Polly and I want to make a deal with you.
I see. Well, who is Polly, and what kind of deal do you want to make?
This is Polly.
Oh, well. Hello, Polly.
You have dolls in the window.
Antique dolls, yes.
Polly wants to be friends with your antique dolls.
Be friends with them?
Yes, sir. I'm going to sell it to you, and you can put her in the window and sell it to someone else.
Well, now, wait a minute, Amanda. If you sell her to me, then she won't be with you anymore.
I know, but we made up our minds. You can buy her from me so I can give the money to someone who needs it.
Oh, that's very thoughtful. Do your parents know you're selling Polly?
Kinda. That's my mommy outside.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll bring your mother in and talk about it.
That'll ruin the surprise.
You're going to give your mother the money?
No, I'm going to give the money to Mr. Rathbone. Oh, no. Now I ruin the surprise.
You're giving Bart Rathbone the money you make from your doll? But why?
Because he doesn't have any money or a house, and nobody in Odyssey wants to help him. So I'm going to.
Well, you won't make enough money to buy him a house, you know.
I know, but a little bit of money is better than none. And I made him a picture, too.
You must really like Mr. Rathbone.
Well, actually, I think he's grouchy. But Jesus said I should help him anyway, so I am going to.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Amanda.
So will you buy Polly?
If you really want me to.
Yes, please.
Oh, then you better sit down so we can negotiate. Well, so we can decide on a fair price.
Oh.
You drove a hard bargain, but there you go, Amanda.
Thanks, Mr. Allen. Bye-bye, Polly.
I think she said goodbye.
I heard her.
Hello, Connie. Has Whit gotten back from Chicago yet? No, that's all. It's all right. There's something I wanted to talk to him about. Well, if you have a minute, tell me what you think of this idea.
They're staying here in their store?
Well, the Electric Palace wasn't as damaged as their house, so the Rathbones are staying here until they can figure out what to do. Are you sure you want to do this, sweetheart? it's not too late to change your mind. I'm sure Mr. Allen will give you your money back for Polly.
No, thank you. This is what I want to do.
Okay.
Sorry, we ain't open.
My daughter wants to give you something.
What?
My daughter wants to give you something.
Hold on.
What'd you say?
What's going on here? We ain't open. Oh, hey, it's Mrs. Strasberg from what used to be our neighborhood. You remember her, Doris?
Yeah, I remember her, but you said I wasn't supposed to act like I recognized anybody.
Well, I meant anybody who came here to make fun of us.
Oh.
You didn't come here to make fun of us, did you, Mrs. Strasberg?
No. My daughter has something she wants to give you.
Really? What?
Here, Mr. Rathbone.
What's this?
It's a picture. I made it for you. See? Those smiley faces are you and Mrs. Rathbone and Rodney when you get your new house.
Oh, that's cute. Kind of looks like Rodney, too.
It's the eye in the middle of the forehead that does it. Well, that's great. Thanks a lot, kid. Gotta go now.
Mr. Rathbone?
Yeah?
I brought you something else. Here. I thought maybe this would help you buy a new house for your family.
I don't know what to say here.
It's $50, Pie.
I know, Doris, I know. But thanks, kid. I mean, I never had nobody do nothing like this for me before. Thanks, kid. I'll see you.
Do you think he was happy, Mom? He looked like he was going to cry.
He was happy, sweetheart, but I'm even happier. Come here. I am very proud of you.
It's Crying Brian Dern with you for day 3 since Odyssey became Tornado Alley. What a mess, huh? Now, a lot of you have made it back to your homes. We've got electricity restored to most areas. In fact, the Red Cross shelter is empty now. Good news, right? Now, but the weirdest thing is this little news item. We'll call it Strange But True. I mean, I believe in neighbors helping neighbors, but this is... Well, do we have that tape? Do we have that tape? Okay, this is Jack Allen, owner of the J&J Antique Gallery, making an announcement late yesterday afternoon. Let's roll it.
Yesterday, a little girl, who will remain anonymous, came into my shop to sell me her favorite doll. Why? So she could give the money to a family in need. Now, even though she didn't have to do it, she did it anyway, out of the goodness of her heart. And this was a family that many people would think were beyond the reach of such compassion. But this little girl didn't think so. Most of us know of a family that desperately needs our help, but we've held back for some pretty petty reasons. It's time for a change. Time to go beyond ourselves to the true meaning of compassion, just like that little girl did. So come to our gallery where I'll be setting up the means to help this family in need.
So, Jack
hey,
Allen
did you
was
hear
inspired.
This? Jack Allen's gonna pick some family in Odyssey and help them.
Yeah? I wonder who.
Well, he better not come a-knocking on our door asking for help after the way this town has treated us.
Hello, Rathbones.
Huh? Jack, what are you doing here? Don't you know the Electric Palace is closed?
Well, the front door was standing open, I'm sorry.
Oh, so you're in. I suppose you're looking for a handout for this family you're trying to help, right?
Not at all.
Well, listen, you can just forget about... You're not?
Just the opposite. You're the family we decided to help.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Try this for starters.
What is it, Bart? An eviction notice?
Is this some kind of a joke? There is $1,000 in here.
What?
Yeah.
It's to take care of some necessities, like food, while we work on your house.
Work on the house?
People around Odyssey have volunteered to fix your house.
Oh.
We'll do what your insurance won't do, and you can't do by yourselves.
Hey, is this a trick or something?
No trick, no. Just a little help from some folks who care.
But nobody in this town cares about us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where you're wrong. A lot more people care than you think. starting with a little girl who sold me a doll.
I can't believe this.
These people know this goes to us, and they gave anyway?
That's right.
Go figure.
Hey, I'm flabbergasted. You know, for once in my life, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. Just take it for what it is.
A way to make us feel guilty?
A gesture of kindness from the community. I'll be in touch.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Well, Doris, what do you know about that?
Well now, look at this big package that came in the mail today, and it's addressed to a Miss Amanda Strasberg.
For me? What is it?
Well, you'll have to open it and see.
Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah.
Why don't I ever get any big packages in the mail?
David.
Oh, Mommy, Daddy!
Well, look at that!
It's Polly! Polly!
Wow. I see, honey.
Why did somebody send her that scrabby old doll?
She's not scrabby. Look, she's all cleaned up.
Let's see, no card, no return address. Do you think Jack sent her?
Well, it's the kind of thing he'd do, but why?
Maybe we shouldn't try to figure it out. Maybe it's enough just to enjoy the generosity of the gesture and leave it at that.
Yeah. Welcome home, Polly.
Listen, it must be a mistake. That's it. Somebody made a mistake.
Okay.
Then again, maybe not.
Sometimes it's easy to think that there are those people we shouldn't help or show God's love to. Maybe they get on our nerves or we don't like them because they offend us. To us, they seem unlovable. But like we saw in today's adventure, Jesus didn't give us exceptions about who we're to show his love to. Over and over again, he tells us to love our enemies, love our neighbors, and as his disciples, to love one another as he loved us. Is it easy? Not always. Often we have to do it by faith, trusting that God will show his love through us, even when we don't feel it. Just like we saw Mandy do with the Rathbones. And when we do that, the results might just surprise us. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Tornado was written by John Beebe and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Mark Drury. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.